Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time now for our classic podcast, episode 380. It's from August of 2004, and in this one, Chris Norton, who is the, the sexy guy who's a telemarketer and an aspiring adult film producer. Well, Chris, he has pictures of nude chicks in his cubicle there at the telemarketing center where he sells pharmaceuticals over the phone. One can only imagine how good he is at that with that, stuffed up sinus that he has. Anyway, he has pictures of nude chicks, and he's been asked to take them down, and he doesn't want to because there are women who work there that have pictures of their sons and their husbands in, bathing suits and jeans and stuff like that. He thinks there's no difference. Well, we'll find out exactly how he reasons all of this out as we listen to this episode 380 of our classic podcast.
We're going to have a young man by the name of Chris Norton on with us, who's got a very interesting case in front of the Department of Human Resources. He is, what he says, fighting back in his workplace. He was told to take down pictures of women, some of them semi-nude, others nude, in his work cubicle. And he's fighting back, saying that the women in the office don't have the right to have pictures of their husbands and boyfriends on their desks. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joins us tomorrow night in our first hour. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And I would also like to tell you, on Thursday night, Bobby and Steve Dooley will be with us. And, of course, Friday night, Ted Bell. Don't forget our website, www.philhenryshow.com. We're joined now by Chris Norton. Chris works for a pharmaceutical firm in Redondo Beach, California, as a telemarketer. He is 28 years of age. And you were told, Chris, a couple of months back, I think, what is the date that you have exactly?
It was on July 15th.
July 15th, that you had to remove photographs that you had hanging in your cubicle that you had taken out of what magazines?
These were magazines that were Playboy, Penthouse, and adult magazines, magazines erotica. And I had photographs of the women that were hanging in my cubicle, and I was told by Ms. Gentry at that time.
Now, that lady is Barbara Gentry. She's the sales manager there?
Barbara Gentry, yes. And I was told by her at that time that I would be dismissed if I didn't take them down because I was guilty of some kind of sexual harassment situation. And I told her that I did understand, but that I wanted to have the women in the office therefore take down pictures they had of their husbands and boyfriends.
Why?
Because I felt that it was sexual harassment on their part against me.
Why are having pictures of boyfriends and husbands, why does that sexually harass you?
When women have pictures of their boyfriends and their husbands on their desks, they're basically saying to anybody that walks by, these are the men that I'm having sex with. And
do you really honestly think that that's what is intended?
Well, when I had the pictures of the women in my cubicle, I was not intending it to be sexual. I was simply saying that these are women that I enjoy looking at. I mean, I admire these women. For me, it's not...
If you've got pictures of semi-nude or nude women in your cubicle and you're saying it's not sexual, then what is it?
Well, I tried to explain this to my supervisor. I said that, see, one of the things about me is that I don't want to talk about myself, but I'm very good looking. I've been with a lot of women. So I don't automatically think about sex when I see a good-looking woman. Women, I admire these women. I mean, they've accomplished a lot with their lives, in my opinion. They've been Playmate of the Month or Penthouse Pet of the Month or what have you to achieve, I mean, it's basically a one-of-a-million shot. So it's not just about sex, because I don't want to say, but I've had a lot of sex in my life. It's just women that I find interesting. So my sales manager said they're offensive, okay? And they told me that I would be fired if I didn't take them down, and that kind of scared me.
Well, that would scare anybody. Did you take the pictures down?
Yes, I did. But here's where I found my grievance with the Department of Human Resources. I've been discriminated against because in my office, the female employees are allowed to have pictures of their husbands and their boyfriends, men who they are actively having sex with, and I told my sales manager that I was offended by that.
And all right, what do you find offensive about that? What is offensive about pictures of men that these women may be having relations with?
Well, I told Ms. Gentry that if any man walks by the cubicle of a girl who they may think is hot looking or whatever, and she's throwing back into your face the picture of the guy she's basically given it up for every night, and that's offensive. And
well, what if another man, not you, had a picture of his wife or his girlfriend? What would you say to that?
I'm not interested in what a guy's picture is.
No, well, what I'm saying is it all right for men to have pictures of their girlfriends and wives, or is that offensive?
Well, to a girl who may be attracted to you, yeah, because she may think, you know, that you're hot and you're throwing it up in her face that you are having this lady. And I'm sure my sales manager, Ms. Gentry, is offended by the nudes because in some way it's sending her the message that I have certain standards of women or something.
All right, let's look at that one. I'm going to give our number out here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, with Chris Norton, a 28-year-old telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California, who was told to take down the nude pictures in his office cubicle. He is firing back through the Department of Human Resources that women shouldn't have pictures of their husbands or their boyfriends because that is advertising the men that they're having sex with. Suppose a woman walks by your cubicle and thinks that you're an attractive man and you have these naked women hanging in your cubicle. Isn't that offensive to them? Suppose they're attracted to you.
But I'm not having sex with those women. I'm not having sex with them. See, I'm very sexual, but these are just women that I admire. I'm not throwing it up in nobody's face that I'm having sex with them because they're just the playmate of the month. Because I am pretty attractive, I probably could if I wanted to, if I met them. I don't have any doubt they would probably be, you know, because of my sexuality, they would be attracted to me. But I'm not having sex with them, okay? But the women in my office who have pictures of the men you're having sex with, if you think they're hot and they're throwing it up in your face, yeah, this is the guy that's giving it to me every night. To me, that's...
All right, do you think that's the intent of women when they put a picture of a man who they love, their husband or their boyfriend? Do you think they're actually trying to say, hey, look at who's giving it to me every night? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, you're laughing at it, but that's what it is. I mean, that's what it is.
But, I mean, these are people that they love.
Well, these are women that I admire. Why do I have to take down my pictures of women that I'm not having sex with? And yet the other women in the office who made me take my pictures down, they have pictures of men they're having sex with every night. And they're giving it up to them every night.
All right, let me just back up so I know. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Suppose she wants the pictures down because they are nude, and that is unacceptable in the workplace. Forget about whether she's attracted to you or whether she thinks that... Suppose nudity... Nudity, the fact that you had nude pictures of women in your cubicle, let's just say that is the standard. What about that?
Well, I mean, in that case, the pictures of the boyfriends and the husbands that the women have, many of these women, people who complain about me, these pictures of their husbands and boyfriends imply that these men are, that they give it to them every night. Okay, so you're saying my nude, you know, I've had nudes, semi-nudes, I do collect nudes, and I do have them in my cubicle. But I'm not having sex with them. So you're saying the fact that I do collect nudes and semi-nudes, and I do hang some nudes in my cubicle, is bad, but the women who have pictures of their boyfriend are saying, yeah, I'm giving it up to him every night in every possible position.
And how can you extrapolate that from a picture of a husband? I'm giving it up to him every night.
The fact is, if it's a husband, there's sex involved. The fact that I collect nudes and do enjoy nudes, but I don't have sex with them, why do I have to take my pictures down?
What has the Department of Human Resources said?
Well, I mean, they're taking my case under advisement right now, but I've got an attorney who's looking into it because they threatened to fire me, and I'm claiming sexual harassment. And also sexual discrimination in the workplace. Okay.
Well, what are you asking them to do?
Well, what
are you asking the Department of Human Resources to do?
I want the ability to display pictures of nudes and semi-nudes that I admire that may be nude or semi-nude in my cubicle if these women get to have pictures of their husbands and boyfriends, which implies they're the men they have sex with. Because just because a woman's photographed nude doesn't mean it's about sex anymore than a picture of a husband's about sex. But if they say my nudes are about sex, then I can petition the Department of Human Resources to say that their pictures of their husbands about sex too. And I've got a lot of people interested in my case because nobody has looked at it that way before. And as a result, I may be, you know, breaking ground here. Maybe a new law can be made up or something.
All right, Chris Norton with us here, 1-800-449-8686. Sounds to me like he's in a casino someplace. He's saying that having pictures of naked women that he's never met before in his office cubicle is no more offensive than the picture a woman may have of her husband on her desk. Because he says the picture of that husband is implying this is a man that I have sex with, whereas Mr. Norton cannot make that claim with those women whose pictures, naked or otherwise, he hangs in his cubicle. When you put a picture of your husband or your boyfriend on your desk or your girlfriend or your wife, are you throwing it up in the world's face? This is the person I have sex with? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton. He's 28 years old, telemarketer from Redondo Beach, on his work-related problems. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know, a lot of women find me very sassy.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Chris Norton joins me, a young man who has filed a grievance with the Department of Human Resources on the fact that he had to take down pictures of what you call nudes and semi-nudes that you had in your office cubicle, and that women are still allowed to have pictures of their husbands and boyfriends on their desks, pictures that imply active sexual relationships you weren't having with these nude pictures you had in your office. Now, I got to ask you, where are you right now?
Right now I'm at Chumas Indian Bingo in Santa Barbara.
You're up at the Indian Bingo?
It used to be called Indian Bingo. It's Indian Casino. It's Chumas Casino.
Okay. Are you working right now?
No, I'm on suspension pending the investigation. But I am on suspension with pay. So
they're not allowing you to work while this is an ongoing investigation?
That is correct, yeah.
All right, there's going to be a few people confused about your point of view, because it's very original, it's very unusual, I should say. The fact that when a woman puts a picture of a man on her desk, she's implying sexual relationship, which you find harassing.
I'd be happy to help your audience through it, because I know it's pretty technical. This is an area that I do understand. I am single. I've had active sexual relationships with a lot of different women, so whatever I can do to help.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Shannon, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey.
Yes, Shannon.
I totally disagree with this man. I think that he's lost it. If putting a picture up of your husband where you work, I mean, a husband is not somebody that you are.
I know, but aren't you basically saying here's who's giving it to me?
Excuse me?
Well, ain't you saying that when you put a picture of your husband up at work, you're basically saying this is the guy that's giving it to me every night?
No, I'm not. I'm saying this is the man that I share my entire life with. This is the man I'm married to. I'm spending the rest of my life with him. I love him.
Well, yeah.
I'm not saying, hey, he's giving it to me. That has nothing to do with it.
Are you kidding me? Of course you have sexuality in your marriage, right?
Of course.
Okay.
But what
if a guy walks by your desk and he may, I don't know, I've never seen you, so I don't know, but if he thinks you're hot and you're throwing up in his face, you may think I'm hot, but here's the guy that's giving it to me.
No, I'm not throwing anything up in his face. I'm simply saying I'm taken. I'm married. I am not available. I'm not looking for another man. I don't care who thinks I'm hot and who don't think I'm hot, because I'm with the man I want to be with all the time.
What about that, Chris?
Well, that's why she wears a marriage ring, though.
I'm going to tell you something.
I forget what they call it, like a marriage ring?
A wedding ring.
A wedding ring? Okay, so
I'll be quite honest with you, too. I'm not married. I've been divorced for 10 years. I'm single as they come, but this is how I feel about it. And same with a boyfriend. You don't even have to be married. If you were in a steady relationship, it would be the same way.
Okay, let's say that what you're saying is right. How come I'm not allowed to have nudes or semi-nudes that I admire in my cubicle at work?
It's not.
I'm not having sex with them. I'm not
sociable.
Having sex.
It's not socially acceptable. This is your work environment. Well, if you choose to look at Playboy, Penthouse, whatever, pornos, that's your deal on your time. You're on their time. They are paying
yeah.
you to do a job.
Okay, I'm not doing anything. I've got pictures in my cubicle. You have pictures in your cubicle. I have pictures of women that I admire, but I'm not having sex with. You have pictures of a man who okay, he's not giving it to you, whatever you want to say, but you're having sex. Right?
Let me tell you something. If I was to walk by you at your work and I thought that you were an attractive man, the minute that I saw all your little nudie pictures on your cubicle, I would turn around and walk off. That would be it
well,
for me. That is a turn off.
That's what
I mean actually.
Okay, but first we gotta get some out of the way. I mean I have been approached by a lot of women because I am good looking, and I'm not trying to say that I'm not egotistical or nothing. But are you hot or what? Are you sexy or what?
Well, I think I'm fairly attractive.
Okay.
I'm not ugly by no means, but I'm not the most beautiful woman in the world either.
Okay,
I'm
so that
sure.
kind of means you're kind of hanky or what? I mean,
well, what difference does it make, sir?
Well, I'm trying to determine because, all right. If she's jealous of the women, of the nudes that I've got, and she doesn't want to admit it, I understand.
She said she'd be...
I'll be honest with you. I don't like it. I don't think that is... I mean, I know men look at naked women every day, and that's something that we have to deal with, and that's okay,
right.
But... If you see a scene in a movie or you have a Playboy hid in your bathroom, but come on, at your workplace?
Okay, Shannon, thank you for your call. I'm going to move on to another call. 1-800-449-8686. I think the caller's trying to make the distinction between loving a man and wanting to keep his picture and just admiring erotica.
But it's not about just the sex, that's all. And she doesn't want to admit that it is the least part about sex.
Okay, let me go to Dwayne. Dwayne, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, how are you this evening?
Very fine, sir. Go ahead.
I tell you what, I would be very offensive to those pictures for the plain and simple reason. Number one, I'm a Christian. I think it's sin. Number two, if I had a picture of my wife on my desk, I would not be telling people this is who I do it with.
Well, but suppose...
I am proud...
Suppose a girl walks by your desk and thinks you're hot, and then you have a picture there that says this is who I'm giving it to, it's going to depress her and she'll be sexually harassed.
No, that's not right.
What?
That is not right. That is telling people that I'm married to this lady, I am proud of this lady, and that I love this lady.
Okay, and it has nothing to do with Seth.
No.
Come on, man, that's not being
picture,
honest. You said you were
picture,
a Christian. You said you was a Christian, which means you could burn it or whatever you believe because you lie. And
well, don't start calling the guy a liar.
Well, you know it has something to do with the physicality of it. Does
well,
it not?
I am telling the world I'm proud of this woman. I am pleased with this woman. This is who I love.
You're pleased. Yeah, you're pleased with her.
My life
you're pleased with her, as in she satisfies you. Okay,
no.
That's pretty close to sass.
Hey! I'm gonna tell you something. I know there are some men out there who.
All right, look, let me cut through this here and say this.
Because if I can say something, Cerny?
What?
This guy talks really slow. I mean, can you get some...
Well, never mind how this gentleman is making himself very clear to me. But what we're saying here is essentially pictures on desks at the office imply sex. You're having sex with this person.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. This guy says he doesn't have sex with his wife.
He didn't say that. He's saying that he is simply not advertising that aspect of it.
Well... I was napping through a lot of what he was saying, so...
Yeah, never mind about your smart comments. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton is with us, a pharmaceutical telemarketer who believes that having a picture of your wife on your desk or your husband on your desk is every bit as sexual as hanging naked pictures in your cubicle. He feels sexually harassed. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Back here with Chris Norton. Chris has filed a grievance. His place of work won't let him hang up. You call them nudes, right?
Yes, sir. These are nudes, semi-nudes. I do collect them. I also have a very large collection of adult films. Erotica is something that is a great deal of interest to me, but the nudes that I have hanging in my office cubicle have nothing to do with sex.
And why? Why do they have nothing to do with sex?
You have to understand again, Mr. Henry. I've had in my life, I mean, I don't want to talk or anything, but I'm only 28. I've slept with many, many, many women, and so I've transcended sort of sex. But
all right, if you've transcended sex and you go by a woman's cubicle who you think is hot...
Well, it doesn't mean I'm still not attracted to women.
Okay. You go by a woman's cubicle who you think is cute, and she's got a picture of her husband there. You call that sexual harassment, and you want that to end.
That is correct, because suppose I walk by her cubicle, and I notice she's got a nice, nice butt or whatever. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, there's a picture of this dude, that is sexually demeaning, because... I may think she's hot, and she's throwing up in my face. Yeah, well, look at the guy that's giving it to me every night.
Well, you've just heard people say that it isn't about giving it to them. It's about the person they love.
Okay, that may be what their intent is. My intent of hanging up nudes is not to sexually harass women. And yet, they say it does. So I have to take their feelings into consideration, that they got to take my feelings into consideration.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Joanne. Joanne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Chris Norton.
Yeah, I think his idea is all left out. Just because you have pictures on your desk, that does not mean you're having sex with him. I have a girlfriend who has
okay,
a family
so why
picture,
can't I have nudes?
Her grandparents' picture, her children's picture.
How come
she
I can't have nudes?
For the whole family? I don't think so. Now,
well, I don't know about her family, lady. I mean, you don't think so, but maybe.
You've got a weird way
well,
of thinking.
Well, look, if you're telling me that a picture doesn't mean what I think it means, then how come I got to take down the nudes that I got hanging
because
in my desk?
Because they're not nude pictures of her family. Nude pictures are not acceptable
why?
In the workplace.
Why?
I don't care what state you're in,
why?
What company you work for. Do you see nude pictures in a bank? I don't think so.
Joanne, if I went into your house, I might see
nude pictures in any business offices I go into.
Where do you work?
Where do I work?
Yeah.
I work for a company, a trucking company.
Okay, I bet you they got nude pictures there.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
I've been all over it.
I'm sure.
Been all over
well, they probably take them
the
down.
Truck.
They probably take them down before you get there.
No, they do not.
How do you know?
No.
Yeah.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
You
I'm a man.
Women.
You're a woman. I'm a man. You're a woman. And they probably take the pictures down because they
no,
say,
they don't.
Here comes
no,
Joanne. She's a pain
they
in the ass.
They don't know when I'm coming through.
I bet you they say, here comes that pain in the ass, Joanne. Let's take the pictures down.
All right,
no,
hold on.
No,
hold on.
Is.
No,
you,
she doesn't. She
you,
wants to think
no.
that they, yeah, they,
you
she wants to think that they like her.
No,
what?
No.
What?
No, you're thinking, you're bringing up all this stuff to make those new pictures in your office.
You mean
right.
you mean
that's
I'm trying to make
on a
you mean
husband.
You mean I'm trying to make some points and that
no.
you don't agree with and therefore it's not right.
No.
I mean,
no,
I've made
I don't
some
care what you say.
I've made,
you
I've,
got a
I've
work.
Made some really good points no. and you won't listen because you don't like men or something.
No, it has nothing to do with men.
Do you like men?
This and if you had beautiful women in your cubicle that were dressed, I don't think anybody would mind. Naked women are not acceptable in the workplace.
Do
You're just picking up all this other stuff to make your stuff seem okay.
Well, and if you're married to a guy, well, how come you get to have a picture of a guy? How come you get to put a picture of a guy that's given it to you, and I can't just have pictures of women that I like? I bet you.
Excuse me, I have pictures of my children on my desk.
You mean you don't have a husband?
No, I don't have. I'm divorced, and I have pictures of my children and my parents. Now,
well,
how
you're
do
divorced.
You figure that?
That's you're divorced? Boy, that's a surprise.
That has nothing to do with it. That has nothing to do with it. I have boyfriends. No.
Yeah, no. Boyfriends,
no.
Plural. They don't hang around too long. Hey,
no,
I bet you'd be considered a hot around your office if you shut your yap once in a while.
No.
I mean, are you this loud during sex? Seriously.
No, seriously.
Are you this loud during sex?
What kind of a question is that to ask the lady?
You're nitpicking to make your pictures acceptable.
No, man,
that's all you're doing.
I'm using logic.
I think that's silly.
You ever heard of logic?
Nude pictures are not acceptable in any business office of any type. Any state, anywhere.
Okay, I heard
and
your
you
point.
Just won't accept
now,
that.
What about
that's
this point?
That's why you're nitpicking for all these pictures of women's husbands on their desk.
Okay, what about this point? If you were hot, then you wouldn't
that
care.
That has nothing to do with it.
Are you hot?
I don't care who has what pictures, as long as they're not nude.
Okay, suppose there was a nude picture of you, but it was a guy that loved you very much.
Let's say I would not have it because the new picture in his office is not acceptable,
okay.
And I wouldn't let him have it.
Let's say I loved you, and I got a picture of you coming out of the shower, and you didn't know that I had it, and I put it up and in my office because I loved you very much, but it was nude and it was full frontal, okay, of you. Would you be ticked off just because maybe you're a little bit overweight, but I still love you?
That has nothing to do with it.
What if the photos I put up...
A nude picture, as long as it was not in a business place,
okay.
It wouldn't bother me.
What if I put up like a yellow sticky note over the private spots?
What are you talking about, man?
It's still not acceptable in a business place.
But it's of a woman what I love.
Okay, now let me get this straight. You take a picture of Joanne coming out of the shower.
I don't care. I'm sticking to the... It is not acceptable in the business, office, workplace, bank. I don't care where you work.
Well, how come they've got pictures? Okay, then how come they have nude pictures of you all over the trucking business that you work for?
I'm only kidding.
Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, yeah.
That's really funny,
you
man.
You don't know anything.
Well, she thinks that there's no nudes
at
a trucking business?
Yeah.
I mean, please, don't you know nothing about truckers? Okay, suppose I put yellow sticky notes over the goodies.
Oh,
what
yeah,
are you
right.
talking about?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what if
yeah.
I did?
Oh, sure.
See,
oh, yeah.
At the trucking
right.
place that you
there
work
you
at.
There you go. You're nitpicking again.
Truckers.
Just to make what you do.
Are you insane?
Seem right.
Are you insane?
That's all you're doing.
Truckers are all into, like, nudes. And are you trying to tell me truckers don't have no nude shots? Oh, my God. This lady's not being sexually truthful.
There are no new pictures
right.
in the trucking company I work for.
All right. Listen, Joanne, I'm take your word for
it's
it.
Not
I believe
my,
you.
My boss and his wife that make the decision.
I bet you they used your voice for the model when they made the horns for the trucks, though.
No.
What an idiot.
Yeah, insult me all you want.
I mean, you really are.
Insult me all you want, but you're not thinking that nude women in a workplace is acceptable.
I've got nudes.
I'm sorry.
All right, Joanne, thank you.
You don't work in a studio where they take pictures
right.
of nude models.
All right, Joanne,
you work for a photographer that takes pictures of nudes?
Yes,
well,
ma'am,
that's the only place that'd be acceptable.
I have worked in adult
films.
It's
in a photography studio.
I've worked in adult films, so... I have.
That still does not.
Are you kidding me? I work in adult films. It's not accessible.
All right, Joanne, thank you very much. I got to get rid of her. I got to move on.
That lady made no sense whatsoever, Mr. Henry. What I'm trying to say, and what my attorney's trying to say is, the nudes. What if it was her nude?
She said it wouldn't be cool, man. God, let me go over here to Andrea on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Andrea.
Okay, I would like to say what I need to say without being interrupted. I think that's just plain courtesy. I find that your line of reasoning does not make much sense. I have in my workspace a picture of a very handsome man. It happens to be my son. He is certainly not giving it up to me or anybody else right now.
But how do I know that?
You know, you're being rude.
Oh, my God.
You're being very
rude.
No, how
do I know it's your son?
Regardless of what you're saying, it is inappropriate in the workplace. Totally inappropriate. That is something, if you choose to hang pictures like that up, you put them in your own living space where it's not offensive to anybody. So you don't even have the first principles of courtesy and manners. You've just been so rude to everybody that's called in. And
no.
That is offensive in itself.
What did I do?
And
the lady
yes,
called.
It is very offensive.
Okay, but that lady said that there was no nude pictures.
Nevertheless,
in a trucking business?
You are exhibiting inappropriate behavior.
Okay, may I ask a question?
Totally inappropriate.
May I ask a question? Can
you
I ask another question?
I may not answer.
Okay, is your son, all I want to know, you say you got a picture of your son in your office. Is he butts up or something?
My
is he
son
butts
is
up?
A portrait.
Yeah.
It's a portrait of my son.
Of a baby, when he was a baby, butt up, or was is he?
I have a 20-year-old son, and it's
what
a picture
jerk.
Of my son.
It's a 20-year-old young man. What do you mean butt up? You mean a naked baby picture?
Yeah, like they have...
Well, now you're being offensive and rude because
what?
That is not what I said. You obviously do not know the first principles of listening.
What's wrong with
it? Because you are not listening to anything anyone says. You have been interrupting people.
All right, ma'am, go ahead.
The entire time.
Say whatever you want. I won't interrupt.
I've said what I
Hit
needed
me.
To say.
Hit
you
me.
Have no manners. You are not a person without manners.
It's
unattractive. I don't care how hot you think you are. A person without manners is not an attractive person. A person who needs to put inappropriate items, whether it's in words or pictures, up in their workspace is a person who intends to offend.
Yeah, but you're the one who said you had a picture of your son in a G-string. Why do you have
anywhere?
Why do you have a picture of your son in a G-string? I mean,
that's
what's that
all
about?
All I have to say,
what is that
that's
about?
All I'm going
she
to
never
say.
Said that.
Well, she's intimating that her son is toned and tan. Hello? Hit me. Hello? Is the host there? Hit me. Okay, I'll stay. What? Yeah, I was on a talk show. I don't know what happened to him. Hello? Is the host of the show there? Hello? Okay, I'll stay, yeah. God, man, that's two in a row at 20. Yeah, I'm going to go hit the nickel slots. Hello? Hello? I was on a talk show. They're not there anymore.